Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The last seed. This is not the beginning of the Pisces story. It's the final chapter of it. The new moon lands at 28 degrees Pisces, 2 degrees from the threshold, in the bounds of Saturn, in the sign of Jupiter rules. And Jupiter himself, freshly directing Cancer since March 10th, is the ruler of this lunation. Not from a distance, from a position of total dominance over this moment. Jupiter's sign, Jupiter's bounds. Jupiter just turned forward after a 4-month retrograde that held the entire eclipse season. This new moon is Jupiter's closing statement on everything Pisces has been building since Venus made her vow here in April of 2025. Plant your seed carefully. The architect is watching. 28 degrees Pisces is not the middle of the sign. It's the edge of it. Saturn and Neptune have already crossed into Aries. Venus crossed into Aries. The energy has been shifting for weeks. What this new moon sees will be carried forward into the sky that is increasingly Aries. Fire, initiation, action. No apology for what it wants. But the seed itself gets planted in Pisces, in the dream space, in the sign of soul level agreements, intuitive knowing, and the kind of truth that arrives as feeling before it arrives as thought. Whatever you intend at this new moon will be born in water and will need to find its legs in fire. The threshold is the point. You're standing at the last door of Pisces chapter with one hand on the handle. What you carry through the door is what you're seeding now. Now let's look at where Jupiter's fingerprints are all over this new moon. The new moon is at 28 degrees Pisces, Jupiter's domicile, Saturn's bounds. Jupiter rules this lunation from Cancer, freshly direct, the emotional container released and moving forward. Saturn is in Aries, in the bounds of Jupiter, the planet who witnessed the original Venus vow, who cleared Venus for action on March 8th, is operating in Jupiter's bounds in his new sign. Mars rules Aries, and Mars is currently in Pisces, in the bounds of Jupiter. The warrior is in Jupiter's house, in Jupiter's bounds, already past his conjunction with the North Node, and moving toward his trine with Jupiter. Jupiter himself is in Cancer, in the bounds of Venus. Every direction you look, Jupiter is either holding the space or being held by the planet he's in conversation with. The architect didn't just turn direct 8 days ago. He turned direct and immediately took over the sky. And on the day of the new moon, Venus will be at 15 degrees Aries and will square that Jupiter at 15 degrees Cancer. This is not a casual transit. These two planets have history. Venus made her vow in Jupiter's domicile. The Saturn Kazemi at 26 Pisces in April 2025. Desire meeting accountability in Jupiter's sign, with Jupiter as the silent witness to the original commitment. Venus fulfilled that vow in Jupiter's domicile 5 days before Jupiter turned direct and conjunct the North Node at 8 degrees Pisces during the blood moon eclipse, the karmic mirror, and the fated completion, both in the same sign where the promise was made. Now Venus is in Aries. She has her green light from Saturn. She's moving. And Jupiter, who held her vow, who witnessed her graduation, who is now in Cancer in the bounds of Venus, is squaring her. This is the productive friction of desire meeting wisdom. Venus in Aries says, I'm ready. I am moving. I know what I want. Jupiter in Cancer says, feel the full emotional weight of what you're building before you build it. It's not a stop sign, a check-in. Jupiter isn't blocking Venus's momentum. He's making sure she carries the depth of Cancer with her into the Aries initiation. But notice who holds the leverage here. Jupiter is in Cancer in the bounds of Venus. He's on her turf, operating under her authority. Venus is squaring Jupiter from Aries, but she has the home field advantage in this negotiation. This isn't Venus straining against Jupiter's resistance. Jupiter can't hold her back. She holds his bounds. The tension is real, but Venus enters it from a position of strength she earned through the entire arc. Jupiter is in Venus's bounds. Venus is in Jupiter's awareness. They are holding each other's space while negotiating the terms of expansion. What comes out of that tension on this new moon is the intention that has both desire and wisdom behind it, with Venus setting the terms. The sun and moon at 28 degrees Pisces are sextiling Uranus and Taurus. Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018. 7 years, a revolution in the material world, in finances, and resources, in the structures that hold physical life together. He is in his final degrees of Taurus now, preparing for his Gemini ingress. This sextile from the new moon is one of the last easy contacts between a major lunation and Uranus in Taurus before that 7-year chapter closes. What the sextile offers is an unexpected opening, an intuitive flash about something in your material world, your finances, your resources, your physical structures that is ready to shift. Not forced, not dramatic, a door you didn't know was there, suddenly visible. The new moon sees the intention, and Uranus shows you where the breakthrough lives. Stay flexible. The insight that arrives sideways is the one worth following. And on the same day, Mercury, beginning its 3-day hold at 8 degrees Pisces, conjunct the North Node. Mercury has been retrograde since February 26th. Retreating back through Jupiter's sign on a retrieval mission, carrying the eclipse transmission back to the faded degree, integrating what happened at the solar eclipse on February 17th, feeling his way toward what the logical framework couldn't reach alone. Venus handed him the assignment at 22 degrees Pisces. The North Node has been waiting at 8 degrees Pisces to receive it, the same degree where Venus met the North Node during the Blood Moon Eclipse. Mercury isn't just holding a faded point, he's holding Venus's faded point. Today, Mercury arrives, and for 3 days, March 18, 19, 20, he sits at the eclipse degree, held by the North Node, nearly still, before stationing direct on March 20th. The new moon sees its intention on the first day of Mercury's hold. What you plant on that day gets witnessed by Mercury at the faded point. The intention and the transmission are being incubated at the same damn time, in the same damn sign, under the same damn Jupiter sky. Mercury will give your new moon intention its language when he turns direct on the 20th. Let him finish receiving before you ask him to deliver. This new moon is asking for intentions that have already been through something, not fresh wishes, not untested dreams. The seed that belongs at 28 degrees Pisces, at the threshold, in Saturn's bounds, under Jupiter's watchful rulership, is the one that survived the eclipse season. What did the blood moon illuminate for you on March 3rd? What did Jupiter's four-month retrograde bring to the surface that needed to be felt before it could be built on? What did Venus model when she fulfilled her vow, crossed into Aries? What does it look like to move on something real? This is what you see here. Jupiter is in Venus's bounds. Venus is squaring Jupiter across the threshold. Uranus is opening an unexpected door in the material world. Mercury is at the fated point, receiving the final transmission. Saturn, who witnessed the original vow, is in Aries and Venus is bound, ready to hold whatever comes next to Aries' standard. The dream was born in Pisces. This is the last Pisces scene before the fire takes over. Make sure you plant something worth building. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. You can send me a message there. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit booking. You can book that reading there. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.